This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In today's installment of our long-running series, The Supply Chain is Still Messed Up, we bring you the power grid, transformers specifically. Everything from those cylindrical things up on the utility pole outside your house to those ginormous devices that connect power substations to the actual grid. The shortage of transformers is so bad that a couple of weeks ago, the trade group for power companies sent a letter to the Department of Energy asking them to incentivize more domestic production. And oh, by the way, it's not just big companies that are worried about it, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
There is a lot of movement happening in this brand new 155,000 square foot industrial space in Southeast Austin. Forklifts and pallet jacks moving stuff all over the place.
So this is kind of our machines assembly area.
David Rossino is co-founder and CEO of the building's occupant, American Canning.
So we build small scale fillers and can handling equipment, you know, really for the craft beverage space in this area.
He says business is booming, but this facility is way behind schedule. Electricians and plumbers are doing work right now that Rossino had hoped they'd have finished over the summer.
So instead of growing our business, we're triaging issues that we didn't even know could exist, much less we're going to persist for, you know, 4 to 6 months.
And one of the issues that set this project back the most was a months-long wait for a transformer.
You know, there is evidently only one supplier that's authorized that makes these on the planet. The problem with that is when that one supplier gets backed up, it impacts all of their customers that are in construction projects.
Okay, he's exaggerating a little bit. There are actually three manufacturers, but it still took American Canning months to get the transformer it needed because lots of businesses need lots of different transformers.
It's a phenomenally simple, effective, reliable device that transforms either from a low voltage to a high voltage or a high voltage to a low voltage.
David Tuttle's a research fellow at the University of Texas at Austin's Energy Institute.
To transport the electricity long distances, what was discovered that if you can step up the voltage, the more you step it up, the lower the losses.
So a transformer is the interface between your home and the local power grid, the place where you work and the power provider there, pretty much anywhere there's electric service, which means the shortage is especially painful for utility companies. Jeff Bradford is director of field operations at American Canning's utility, Austin Energy.
We are communicating that with our customers on the front end as far as the lead times with these transformers go, but they're upwards of some of the larger customer, you know, larger transformers are upwards of 52 to, you know, 64 weeks out. So they've got, you know, like a year lead time.
And that's true nationwide. Joy Ditto is president and CEO of the American Public Power Association. They're a trade group that represents community-owned utilities like Austin Energy. She says her members sent a letter to the Department of Energy to let policymakers know just how dour the situation is.
This is fundamental to doing business in the electric sector, and we have not, at least in recent memory, seen anything like this in the distribution transformer side.
And the transformer shortage isn't the only issue that delayed American Canning's new facility. CEO David Rossino pushes some buttons on what looks like an iPad to start up a machine called a CP4. Stands for counter pressure forehead. It fills and seams cans. It fills 24 cans in a minute with whatever liquid you want them to hold. Earlier this year, American Canning couldn't source the LED screens for a unit like this, so the company had to re-engineer it with older available screens, which delayed new business opportunities.
So sometimes people don't realize one little component out of this whole 155,000 square feet, you got one little piece of plastic and metal that holds up our ability to use the space. This is a lot of money sitting here that a small growing business like us can't really afford to eat for, you know, the better part of a quarter to a third of a year.
Rossino says because everything on the supply chain side is so touch and go, companies like his have to be prepared to reprioritize and change plans on a dime. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.